Have you ever wondered if you can eat chicken during Lent?
Yeah, it's a question that pops up a lot, especially with Lent underway.
I think a lot of people have that thought, especially because it's such a common food.
Right.
So to kind of give a little background before we dive in, Lent is this 40-day period before Easter Sunday, and it started on Ash Wednesday, February 14th this year,
Huh?
and it ends on April 20th. And it's a time where, a lot of Christians really reflect and they kind of prepare for Easter.
Yeah.
And I mean, even if you're not Christian, I think the idea of kind of like, taking a step back and kind of reflecting on things, I don't know,
Oh, yeah.
just being mindful of things, I think it's a powerful thing.
Absolutely.
So I think everyone can appreciate that.
Yeah.
But in this deep dive, we're going to look at whether or not you can eat chicken during Lent and
Yeah.
kind of the different traditions around it. We've got some really interesting sources to look at from Christian Culture News and stuff like that.
Yeah, very cool.
So, really kind of get into the nitty-gritty of it.
Absolutely.
So let's go back in time a little bit first
Okay.
and talk about where did Lent come from?
Yeah.
What are its roots?
So the origins of Lent go back to the early church. And back then, it was actually a period of preparation for new Christians. So before they would be baptized at Easter,
Oh, interesting.
they would go through this time of intense prayer and fasting. Like it was very strict.
Wow, so it was like a spiritual boot camp.
It kind of was, yeah.
I like that.
It was all about self-denial and religious discipline.
Okay, but the 40 days wasn't always like the standard, was it?
No, not really. It
No.
actually became standardized later on with the Council of Nicaea in 325 AD.
Okay.
And they chose 40 days because of the symbolism of the number 40 in the Bible,
Right?
especially, Jesus spending 40 days in the desert.
Right. 40 is like a big number in the Bible, right?
Yeah,
Like
no,
Moses and
yeah, Noah's Ark.
and the flood. I mean,
Yeah.
there's just so many. So
It pops up everywhere.
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So the Council of Nicaea standardized this whole Lent thing.
They did, yeah. And that was a really big deal because it helped to make the practices of the church more consistent,
Okay.
across different areas. But as Christianity spread, throughout the world, different customs started developing.
Right.
So now you have like Western and Eastern Christianity, and they observe Lent kind of differently.
Okay.
So in the West, which includes Catholics and many Protestants, they put a big emphasis on abstaining from certain meats, especially on Good Friday and Ash Wednesday.
Okay.
Whereas the Eastern Orthodox traditions often have a lot more complex fasting rules.
Oh, wow. So it's not just a one size fits all kind of thing.
Different areas, different interpretations.
Which brings us to the whole question of meat
Exactly.
and chicken in
So,
Lent.
yeah.
So let's talk about what are the typical dietary rules during Lent?
Okay, so generally speaking, a lot of Christian denominations will abstain from certain meats,
Yeah.
especially on Fridays during Lent.
Okay.
And this is done to commemorate Jesus' suffering,
Okay.
which, traditionally is believed to have happened on a Friday.
Okay, so Friday becomes kind of like the main
It
day
does.
of observing these rules.
Exactly.
So, but fish is usually allowed on these days.
It is.
And there's also like a symbolic connection with Christ and fish, right?
Right, a lot of his disciples were fishermen. There are a
Mm.
lot of biblical stories involving fish, and so it just became kind of a traditional Lenten food.
It makes sense. I
Yeah.
mean, it's a good source of protein too.
It is.
So that's always good.
Exactly.
So no meat on Fridays usually,
Yeah.
but fish is okay. What else are people allowed to eat during Lent?
Well, pretty much any vegetarian food is considered acceptable.
Yeah.
Fruits, vegetables, grains, beans, lentils, dairy.
Okay.
All that's good.
So it's kind of a time to get creative in the kitchen, right?
It
Yeah.
is. Yeah. And a lot of people do use this time to really focus on plant-based meals.
Yeah.
It's good for you.
Yeah. And the one thing I do want to mention, though, is that the rules about Lent can really vary depending on your
Oh,
denomination.
yeah, absolutely. It's not a universal set of rules.
Exactly what you're expected to do as a Catholic might be different from what you're expected to do as a Protestant.
Right.
So it's really important to look at your own tradition
Yeah.
and maybe even, reach out to someone at your church
Absolutely.
just to get clarification because,
Especially if you're unsure about something,
yeah,
it's always best to ask.
it's better to be safe than sorry.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
So, which brings us back to our main topic,
The chicken.
the chicken. We've talked about meat in general, but why is there so much debate about chicken specifically?
Well, it's because there are different viewpoints on this.
Hmm.
In a lot of Catholic traditions, they mainly emphasize abstaining from red meat, like beef and pork. And so chicken, which is poultry, has often been permitted.
So is there a reason why they make that distinction?
It really has to do with historical precedents and how the church has defined meat in the past.
Okay.
Like, what did they consider to be a significant source of animal protein?
Okay, so it's kind of like they were looking at the context of the time, and then they kind of came up with these rules.
Yeah, and in a lot of Catholic regions, it evolved so that meat only really referred to the flesh of mammals that live on land.
Oh, okay.
So chicken kind of got a pass because it's poultry.
So chicken was like, oh yeah, we're not really meat.
Yeah.
Basically, or something else.
Exactly.
But that's not a universal view, is it?
It isn't. There are definitely people, and even some stricter interpretations within different Christian groups, who say that all animal protein should be off limits.
Okay.
Including chicken.
So they're like, no, if it had a face, you can't eat it.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's seen as a more rigorous form of sacrifice and self-denial.
So in the end, it really does come down to individual beliefs.
Yeah, and personal interpretation.
And maybe also how your church or denomination interprets things. So there's no, like, one right answer.
There isn't, though.
And I think that's kind of a theme throughout Lent.
It is.
Right? Like, it's this personal journey.
Yeah.
And it's about your own spiritual growth.
Yeah.
So, yeah, now let's talk about some key dates in Lent this year.
Okay.
That have, you know, specific dietary stuff attached to them.
Yeah.
So we've got Ash Wednesday, which was February 14th.
Yeah.
Now, is there anything specifically said about chicken on Ash Wednesday?
Not really. It's more about the overall idea of repentance and reflection.
Right.
Turning back to God.
Okay.
But a lot of people do choose to adjust their eating habits.
Okay.
On Ash Wednesday as like a starting point for Lent.
Yeah, it's kind of like the first step.
It is, yeah.
And you kind of set the tone for the rest of the season.
Absolutely.
So, okay, then we've got Palm Sunday.
Yeah, which is coming up on April 13th.
So that commemorates Jesus entering Jerusalem, right?
It does, yeah.
And that's also the start of Holy Week.
Right, the last week leading up to Easter.
Now, is Palm Sunday like a strict fasting day?
Not in the same way as Good Friday.
Okay.
But because it marks the beginning of Holy Week,
yeah,
a lot of people do start intensifying their Lenten observances around this time.
So it's kind of like ramping things up.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Right. And so for some people, that might include abstaining from all meat, including chicken, as they kind of enter into that more somber period before Easter.
That makes sense. And then, of course, we have Good Friday.
The big one.
Yeah.
April 18th.
And that is like a major fasting day across like pretty much every Christian denomination.
It is, yeah.
And what are the typical rules for Good Friday?
So on Good Friday, you're supposed to both fast, meaning limit the amount of food you eat.
Okay.
And abstain from certain foods.
Okay.
And meat is definitely on the no-no list.
Including chicken.
Including chicken.
Yeah.
It's a day of mourning and remembering Jesus' sacrifice.
So are there any particular foods that are recommended on Good Friday?
A lot of people will have simple plant-based meals. Or fish.
Okay.
It's all about connecting with the suffering of Christ.
Okay.
You know, through these acts of penance.
That makes sense. And then finally,
the party,
the celebration,
Sugar Sunday.
Easter Sunday, April 20th.
Yeah.
And what happens with the dietary rules then?
They're gone.
Party time.
It is a celebration. You get to eat all the things you've been abstaining from.
Your chicken comes back.
The chicken is back. All those good things.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, it's a celebration of new life.
It symbolizes, like, the end of...
Yeah, the resurrection.
Yeah, the resurrection. Yeah. Like, everything's new again, and we can...
It's a fresh start.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a beautiful thing.
So you think, you know, throughout this whole conversation, the theme that keeps coming back is that it's really about individual choice.
It is.
Right.
Absolutely.
Like, Lent is this personal journey, and it's about your own spiritual growth.
Yeah.
And the rules are kind of like guidelines.
Yeah, they're there to help you, but they're not meant to be, like, these rigid...
Right.
Set in stone things.
It's not about just checking boxes.
Exactly.
It's about what's in your heart.
It is. It's about the why behind the what.
Exactly. So if you're choosing to abstain from chicken during Lent, it should be because it has meaning for you.
Exactly. It should help you connect with God.
And like, if you're not abstaining from chicken, maybe you're choosing to do something else.
Right.
That's meaningful to you.
Exactly.
So yeah, I think that's a really important takeaway.
I agree.
So, you know, for our listener out there, as you're going through Lent, really think about what it means to you.
Yeah, what practices resonate with you.
Yeah, and what helps you grow in your faith.
Yeah.
And maybe even do some research on the history of Lent.
Oh, yeah, that's always interesting.
Yeah, because it's fascinating to see, like, where these traditions come from. and how they've evolved over time.
Yeah.
So that's something to think about.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for joining us for this Depth Dive.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a pleasure.
Likewise.
And we'll see you next time.
See you then.